religious Hamiso. The Kalalim, that is that there's a machlokas for Shonim and Poskim Halacha, when you physically damage something else, but out of your control, but onus are you chayv or not, machlokas lahalacha. And even though the Ramban is of the Shitta, and the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that if you damage something, but onus, you're off the hook. However, there are, you're not off the hook, you're chayv. However, there are occasions where the Ramban agrees that you're not chayv. And that is when you have permission of the Torah to damage it. For example, the cow is in the father's rishus, and his nifka, the father borrowed the cow. No one knows the cow was borrowed, and the yoshim come in thinking the cow belongs to the father, and they shacked it, they used it, and they found out it wasn't theirs, it was borrowed. They're not chayv to pay for damages. Not because of the onus, because the onus is not off the hook, but because the Torah says in that situation, you go ahead and shed it because you can assume that it's yours. So if the Torah gives you permission, even the Ramban says you're off the hook for paying for the damages. Last week we saw another case the Ramban agrees. If the person comes up, Reuven comes up to Shimon and says, hey, take my garment and burn it. Go ahead, do it, burn it. And he does, then Shimon is off the hook for paying for damages, because Reuven asked to be damaged. Therefore, why did this garment get damaged in the end? Why did this baggage get damaged in the end? Because of a combination between the one who was damaged, who agreed, he said, go ahead and do it, encouraged it to be damaged, and the person damaged. Whenever there's a partnership between the person damaging and the person getting damaged, and that's caused the eventual damage, then we learn that you also don't have to pay for damage instructions. Okay. That's the club. Now let's start with a Vinter. Tell me, how does it fit with our klalim we know in Hilchos Maaseh? Shaila like this. Reuven wants to buy a set of shas, a shas. And he knows there is an agent, you know, you've thrown up this agent guy who don't need to go to the shop. You know he's an agent, so he goes ahead and finds the svarim for you and he brings it to your doorstep very easy. You pay a bit more than in the store in order to cover his expenses, but he's basically an agent. So Reuven goes and tells Shimon, the agent, go ahead and bring me a shas. And he does, he brings him a shas, pays for it. So, start learning Kedushin. And he learns Masechet Kedushin. Now he goes on to Masechet Gittin next with his Chavrusa. And now we're ready, a year and a half later, from buying the shas. And he gets halfway through Gittin and he sees there's 10 pages missing. He said, ah, it's a 40 set of Gemaras over here. So now he says, well, I better check the other Masechtas, maybe there's also problems over there. And he finds out, he goes and checks through all the other Masechtas, and there is at least half the shas have missing pages in it. So now Reuven phones up Shimon and says to him, you sold me this shas, has a blemish, it's a mum, I want my money back. So he said to him, two things, I've got a bit of a problem. He says, firstly, I can't accept these Gemaras back. Why? Because you've already stamped your name in all the Gemaras. You've damaged the Gemaras. How can I accept it back in this state? I can't damage it. I can't return it. And secondly, I have a problem. I don't remember who I bought it from. So what am I supposed to do with these Gemaras?
What kind of agent is he?
He goes to relative stores and himself.
So he's the agent of the buyer or the agent?
No, he's an independent person. He says,
oh, so he's just a reseller.
Yeah, he's an officer service. He buys it from one shop and he sells it to the guy at the rates of commission. Now, let's look at his first tiger. Yes, it's got a blemish in it. I sold you a faulty item, but you damaged it! I don't accept it returns when you damage it. Is that something we can accept as a claim?
No.
I love it.
No. So get a bad car and start driving.
Can't we sell it anyways?
Well, half the set is usable, the other half, okay. Missing a few pages, so then. Maybe you should have checked before he stabbed.
No, you just had to look through the every page.
Someone buys a car and drives 10 miles, and then all of a sudden the whole thing explodes. And, oh, it's a used car, you can't return it. It was a bad car.
Is it exactly the same to your example?
Maybe. The fair halacha that Mekov calls is even if the guy used it. I think he has to reimburse him, though, for the amount that the wear and tear that he has.
Okay. So let's look at the Rambam, which is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which I'm telling you, we're looking at the Rambam inside and back to Zayin Halacha Tes and Yud. It says like this. Hamelcha Tovesh Yesh Bo Mum. You sell something which has a blemish. Shein and Nir, no one knew at the time, were Ovet HaMekach Machmas Osa HaMum, and it's got destroyed because of that blemish. Hayzeh Mach says Adomim, then even though it does not exist anymore, the item which I sold you doesn't exist, it got destroyed, you still get your money back. You still get your money back, even though you can't return the item. Ketzad for Zabu. Hamot Chashara Chavero, somebody sells an ox to his friend. Shein lo tochonus, that hasn't got any teeth that can grind. No grinding teeth. Can't eat, really. Benicha lekech im abokat shalom. The buyer didn't know this. And he left it with his other cattle. Vahomaniyah chamachu lefei kulon. And he used to fill up the trough of foods and just let the cows eat themselves. Noha yodas, is there ofad? Achimes barav. He didn't know that the cow which he bought has no teeth, no grinding teeth to be able to eat. So he didn't eat. The cow never ate. And he died. Because he never ate. Does he get his money back? Yes, he can give back the dead animal. Even though it's not what he received, he can give it back and get his money back. No problem. And suddenly every time like this. So therefore we've got a raya.
Right.
Says the buyer. Yeah. We've got a buyer, we've got a raya.
He can't prove the damage.
Yeah.
And then it says he's got an available.
What do you mean he can't prove the damage? What do you mean he can't prove the damage?
We've got a proof from here.
What?
We've got proof from here. That even though it doesn't, you can't return the item as you received it, but at the end of the day it was a mum that you were sold, you can get your money back. So even though I can't return the Gemara's as I received it, but at the end of the day it's a mum, so you have to give me my money back. That is the title of Reuven, the buyer of the Gemara's. What? Oh. Maybe, why should that be different? Why should that be different?
He's grinding it before he's going to become the problem. He's still alive and he found the problem. It would still be a problem. If he hadn't grinded it, he'd get it back the next day because he's already grinded it.
So what you're saying, what are you saying?
I'm saying in this case he hadn't done anything to the animal.
You're saying something good, but you're not speaking out. Let me speak out something more.
We'll
get to
the yes? Question first. How did he ruin the Gemara's by putting his name in it?
He stamped it.
How did that ruin it? The Gemara's couldn't be sold anyway.
He stamped, no, but all the Gemara's, all the set, the other half, medicals, and the other Gemara's can be sold. But cheap.
Okay.
You can put, or you can put photocopy. Fix it. Yes. Ah, oh, very good. That's what Eric said, but you actually spelled it out. Very good. Now, so the buyer, that's his claim. Look, I see from the Rambam, even though I can't return the item, I'll get my money back. It says like this. But there's another Shulchan Aruch. This is also the Rambam. It says like this. You sold something which the buyer didn't realize is also to eat. For example, you sold him something which is also midrabanan, like yain nesa, stam yenum. Didn't realize it's Stam Yen, to a bonon, not also to drink Stam Yen. You sold it to him. If you still got the original item, Masters, a pair of stuff, then you can get back your money. Give back the bottle of wine, and then you get your money back.
Is there
motorbike? Then but even ready, exit. It's no longer there. You don't give him back the item he sold, you don't get your money back. You can only get your money back if there's a blemish here, a matter of task. You can only get it back if you return the item. Don't return the item, don't get your money back. So the seller said, you have to give it back as you got it.
You guys have already. The buyer is not the end of losing anything in the
food.
He bought it to drink it, he drank it. He has no financial loss
for him,
so
what should
he give him back?
So is that mutter to do by Stam Yenum, to give it back and get your money back, or is
that Sabah Amar? Then when it's also Stam Yenum. If Stam Yenum is your hold is also Amar, then you have issues. Stam Yenum is maybe not also Amar. So that's Svichen.
Okay.
Now, so firstly, we seem to have a stira in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. One case, he says, look, give back the item, you get your money back. If you don't give back the item, you don't get the money back. The other case is, even though you can't give what you bought back, you still get your money back. What's the difference over here? How do you understand it? You can't just say, it's a machlokas, it's the same person. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, in both cases. And one case he says you need to return the item to get your money back. The other case you don't need to. What's going on over here? How do you rectify the machlokas?
Like Yirmi says, he got what he paid for.
Ah. So here, Yirmi, even though Yirmi's been away for a few weeks, it's helped him. That the answer is that you sell me something faulty, you have to give my money back, even though I don't return the item. Yes, that's the answer. In the case where the ein stam yenum, which is also to eat, it's a blemish, and then you only get the money back if you return the item, not if you already consumed it. It's like Yirmi said. The reason why you don't get your money back if you've already ate it is not because you're not returning the item. And in order to get your money back from Mecca Thoros, you have to return the item. What is that halacha? Even if you don't return the item, you get your money back. The reason why over there you don't get your money back, because why do you buy the food in the first place? What was the purpose of it? In order to eat it. Did you eat it? Yes, so you got what you paid for. You can't turn around afterwards and say, let us. You wanted food, you got food, you consumed food. You got what you wanted, you don't get your money back. If you haven't yet consumed this, and you come to me and say, I don't want to eat something also. I'm not going to eat this anymore. I didn't get any benefit from it. I can't eat this. Then you can get your money back. But you already consumed it. Not the fault of your own, but you're a miser, you consumed it, you used it, and you had benefit from it. You don't get your money back, not because I lock it back, it's because you got your money's worth.
Why is it only if it's also a Medivei Sofer?
What?
Why is it only if it's also a Medivei Sofer?
Oh, we'll have a share of that when we get to Mechatos. Okay. So, in conclusion, we're seeing over here that if you sold a faulty item, you can get your money back even if you don't return what you got sold. That's what it is. And therefore, even though I can't return the Gemaras here as I received them, but it was faulty. I'll get my money back. Now, what do you think the seller now times? Why over here is it not such a riot to our case? What did you say? Let everyone else think over here. We've got Shulchan Aruch that says, you get something 40, it no longer exists, you still get your money back. So that's a proof for our case. Is it a proof to our case or not? Is it proof?
Well, no, because
A big difference. Yeah, a big difference. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the case was the fault which you sold me was the cause of its demise. No teeth, because it had no teeth, it died, so even though I can't return it, but the fault caused me not to return it. Why can't I return it? Because you sold me the faulty thing and the fault made it no longer available to return it. It died because it had no teeth. That's the fault. So I can get my money back because the fault caused me not be able to give it back. But in our case, writing my name in the Gemaras is not put the poles of any of this. Separate from the fault. The fault is one thing. Fault is that it's missing pages. Then you damaged it afterwards by writing your name in it. Yeah. Over there, we've got no proof that you can return the item if you damaged it.
So just deduct the cost of the damaging cost.
No. Why should I do that? I say,
it's not my item.
It is your item.
Lebafreya was never mine. I damaged the item that I bought. So I owe you
a
compensation.
I'll say like this. I sold you a good Gemara. It was a good transaction.
It wasn't a good
You
one.
Had a right to uproot the transaction if you had that claim, but you destroyed your rights by damaging it.
Yeah,
a
normal claim to take it
back.
He has a right to write his name though. He has the same rights to write his name.
It's normal use. So
now we'll get into our sugya we're talking about. What you're saying, did he damage the item or he did not damage the item?
Called damage.
Is it called damaging it, what he did?
Called normal wear and tear.
Eric, is it called damaging? No?
Normal wear and tear.
Normal
use. Okay, normal use.
Normal wear and tear.
Target's driven. Target's driven.
And therefore, what is it like? What's it like, the case that we discuss? Like the father's cow. Everyone knows the father's cow case, Jimmy? You know the father's cow case? Yeah, you heard it, you understand it? I'll repeat it for you. Father borrows a cow. Then he dies, and that doesn't tell anybody that he borrowed a cow. Come in the children to the house and say, oh, there's a cow in the chotzer. Not belong to our father. It's our father's. So what do? They go ahead and shecht it and eat it. The Gemara says, they find out afterwards that it wasn't the father's. It belongs to somebody else. He borrowed. They came with a claim of damages. You damaged my cow. Says the Gemara, they don't have to pay for damages. Why? Because they have no reason to suspect that this cow wasn't their father's. They got all the reason in the world. It's sitting in their father's house to assume that it was their father's, and therefore belongs to them, and therefore they can shecht it and eat it. And therefore, they had the reshus of the Torah to do what they did. Because the assumption was, the statute says, and you can't chive them for damages when the Torah gives them permission to do that. That's what we've learned.
Well, that explains.
So here also, this is what you're claiming over here.
No.
Yes? With the Gemaras. And all the assumption to assume that these Gemaras are okay and they belong to me. And what does you do when you buy Gemaras? And what's the natural
you write
thing
to
do? You write your name
and
in.
You use them.
Use them. That's all you do. So that goes like the cow. You can't charge me for damages.
That explains why you're not chayav in hezek, but it doesn't convert it into a mekach kolos.
This mekach kolos because the pages are missing.
That's fine, but now.
And you want to say that I damaged it and therefore should be able to return it?
Right.
I did damage it.
You did damage it.
The Torah
doesn't. You just don't have to pay me for the damage.
No, the Torah says I'm allowed to do this. You
that's right.
And therefore,
well, therefore you're not chayav to pay me for damages.
Me.
No, that's not what it says.
You can't
never
penalize
that.
Me for
we never learned
attempt.
That.
You say you're saying some nonsense over here.
Once in a blue moon.
Okay. So let's talk about another dintera, which is, has the same issue involved, and then decide whether it's comparable to the cow or not comparable to the cow. We have.
Is there any time
limit for what? You're asking a very big question. Time limit for what?
For Shabbos.
Natural use. He found out after going through to Gittin, after learning Kedushin. Yeah? He was learning Daf Yomi every day. No? Because that's where he got to. It's also Mukubal. Okay. Here's the Navatan term. Reuven owns a simcha hall where he's the caterer of it. And he orders 500 cans of peaches. Why does he need so many peaches? Because he makes compote. Now he's got a simcha, and the cans arrive, and he starts opening them up. And they are very, very soft. Not something you can use for compote. For his simchas. He opens up one can after another can after another can. Out of every 10 cans, he finds one which is decent. One or two which are decent. So he's already opened up around 30 cans, and he phones up the supplier and he says, look, I can't take this. I need it's bad quality, I can't use this stuff. So he said, okay, I'll come and pick it up. I'll give you a replacement. He said, you should come, you know, I've got a simcha tomorrow, I need it. Come by tomorrow morning. So he said, yeah, I'll come. He never came. Now the simcha's getting close. So what did he do? Open up all the cans. He opens up all 500. And that way he had now enough for the simcha. Out of 500, there was only around 60 cans maybe, which were decent. Yeah, in Sakhoko. Now we're in the basement. He didn't pay for the cans, he can't. And the one who supplied them, Shimon, said, look, you didn't pay, you have to pay. What do you mean have to pay? There were 40. What do you mean 40? If you would not have opened it up, what would happen? I'd be able to take them back and do one or two things. I would have been able to try and get my money back myself from whoever sold it to me. Or if not that, I'll be able to at least sell them to a factory who makes apricot juice, apricot jam. You can use it for some other thing. Okay, you can't use it for compote, but you can still sell it for some other use. The fact that you opened it all up damaged all my items. So what do you have a claim over here? The claim that you got sold me 40 items, and I'm claiming back, yes, but I don't want to return your money, or I need to get your money, because you damaged them by opening them up.
I can't sell them. I would say he's potter for the first 30 cans, but has to pay for the rest. Because the rest he opened knowing full well that they were going to be bad.
He has to pay for them all.
So what's the claim over here?
because they weren't substandard. For his use, they were substandard.
Yes.
But they were still edible.
Yes. No, but they could use some jam. They could use.
He knew what purpose they were being sold for. The seller knew what
the matter. What he's selling a can of peaches.
But it's a certain grade.
So he made and met that grade.
He didn't meet the grade.
No.
Yeah, he said his company never turned up.
No, but it was inferior peaches.
You open them up. Why'd you open them up?
Change the menu.
Now, is it normal to open up cans which you buy?
Yes.
So the question is, yes, I damaged you. Lamaisa, you got damaged by me opening it up, because now you yourself can't achieve any money for it, which you could before. So I damaged you. Yes, I damaged you. I damaged you in a very sensible and unsettled way. It seems that if I buy something, I expect to be able to open up.
No, but he wasn't planning on using the remaining 600 cans or 500, whatever it was. He only opened those up knowing he's only getting 10%. So at that point, it was no longer normal use of his item. He was already misyayish or mofo. He's not keeping those 600.
So you're saying like me?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that'd be good. Yeah, maybe.
He didn't have any of the 30 cans.
Every can, I have a something on every can. Maybe this can will be good, maybe it won't. I bought it. What's normal to do when you buy something is to open it up. So I damaged
not
it.
When
with
not
a
when
set
you're planning
of
on returning it.
He already had a bazooka.
So is that come like the case of Korah? Have I done something which I'm allowed and according to the Torah to do, because I can assume that this is mine and this is how I can treat it like it's mine. I can treat these cans like it's mine. I can open it up. Oh, it's no good. Okay, it's no good. The next can may be also good. Maybe it will be good next can. So therefore I can open up again.
Yeah,
so therefore
you know
the damaging is coming through an action which I'm allowed to do, because that's, you buy something, the way to use it is open it up.
Not his.
Not the same as the Pora.
They're not his pieces. Because he's buying it from the Papa.
There's no reason for it to come into their minds. There's no reason. It's normal to go out of the way.
Yeah, they knew it.
How many?
But here, you knew it wasn't the Bible.
Here he already had reason to think there was a problem.
Okay. So after 30 cans, you're saying for sure, after 30 cans, you already know there's a problem here. And therefore you can't say I'm like horror, that I'm oblivious and therefore I can treat it as if it's mine. No, you already know that this could not be yours. It's something which is faulty. Forget, you phoned up and say, replace them. Yes, that's what you said. So after the 30 cans, for sure you can't claim it's like a horror case. But what about the first 30 cans? What about the first 30 cans?
Yeah.
30 cans, yeah. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Says like this. Hamocha tova shehoya mum b'mecha. You sold something which has a blemish on it. V'osa bo halokeyach mum acher. And the buyer who bought it went and made another blemish on it. Kotem shiyod eloha mum. Before he knew the mum. If he's doing something which is normal to do, when you buy something, this is what you do, your potter, then you don't have to pay for the damage you caused. But if you do something abnormal, even though you didn't know there was a mum, you did something abnormal, you can return the item, but he can claim damages from you. You are chayav for damages if you do something abnormal. So what's the Shulchan Aruch saying here? I don't understand what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here. Monoshof, I don't understand. Okay, before you know there's a blemish, you do something which damages it. Fine. Well, Shulchan Aruch says, if it's normal what you're doing, you're off the hook. If it's not normal, then you have to pay for that damage. I don't understand. In the case of the Pora, Let's say the Yoshu will come in and see there's a Parah walking around the Chutz. But instead of shechting and eating it, they took a gun and shot it. Would they be chayv for damages or not in such a case?
Yes.
Would they be chayv for damages?
Yeah.
You're saying yes. Based on this. But I'm saying on the logic of why your pots are over there, would you be chayv for shooting the cow in the head?
No.
Even though it's abnormal? No. Why? Because you can assume that this is yours, and therefore this you can do what you like with what's yours. Do what you like with it. Even abnormal things, you can do what you like with yours.
So
you assume it's yours.
The gala daito, he doesn't think it's his. When he's shooting its head off, then maybe he
tells No. Why am I shooting? I don't like cows.
Yeah.
Allergic to cows. I'm a vegetarian. I saved
really
the cows.
I'm
part of the save the cows industry. Yeah, this is the way of making a demonstration. Okay, it's cruelty to animals. Okay, so you shoot the cat. So you're doing something abnormal, but you're still off the hook logically over there. It's because the whole reason why you're off the hook is because you've got no reason to think it belongs to anybody else. You can assume it's yours. On yours, you can do what you like. So why does the Shulchan Aruch say you buy an item which you don't know is faulty? You think the sale is a good sale. You think it's yours already now. And if you then damage it in a normal way, you're off the hook. If you damage it abnormally, no, then you do have to pay. Why? I can assume that the Torah is telling me that it's yours. Once the Torah says it's yours, you can do what you like with it. Why, if I shoot the cow, you're off the hook? And here we're saying that, oh, you do something strange, though no, you're going to have to pay for it. What's the difference?
Strange is damaging. If I damage it...
I can damage my own. I can damage my own item. There's a difference. What's the difference?
The difference is, in the first case, something he's bought... finds a tool he wants to give back. Something he thinks is his and he's used it, and that's it. Here he said, once he bought it, and now he wants to give it back because he's damaged it. How can he claim he wants to give it back because he's damaged it when he's damaging it anyway? He can't claim he wants to give it back, he wants to cancel the sale because it's faulty, but he's gone ahead and damaged it anyway.
No, your damage affects my use. My damage doesn't affect my use. I chop a leg off the cow. Yeah? I buy a cow from you, I chop off a leg because I want to have a game of hopping around one-legged cow from one end of it to the other. We're having a race. One-legged cows, yes? Now, but if I found out afterwards that it's missing a lung and it can't go further than the Makolet, it's never going to get to the other end. So that was a mum. You told me a mum. Yes?
All the examples you've given is because it's an acceptable, normal, expected thing. This is not an acceptable, normal, expected thing. This is some crazy thing.
I just told you a case. Chopping the leg off. It's crazy. Yeah?
Okay.
So why are you fired? I can assume it's mine. It's a good item. Chopping leg off is okay for me. That's what I want to do. I still chive. Why? Why is that different from the cow case? When there's no mention that shooting it over there, then you will be claimed for damages.
The cow is not a case of buying, of acquisition.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Why should that make a difference between the halakha that you're... You can what do you assume that you do what you like with it.
It's about a question of mekaf toes.
But I didn't know there's a mum. I thought it was mine. I thought it was mine. Why I think it's mine? Either I inherited it, I think it's mine. Or I bought it, I think it's mine. In both cases, I think it's mine. And therefore, one case, you can do what you like. And the other case, well, only things which are normal you can do.
In one case, it was yours. One case, it was never yours.
In both cases, it wasn't yours.
The Mechatalos was yours originally, was only the Mafreya, and then it goes back to nothing.
Yeah, so.
The cow's case, it was never yours
to
begin with.
So
it's a special tour that kicked in because of certain reasonable expectations.
Even more so, if it is yours, then for sure you can do what you like with it.
Say
exactly you can do what
you like with it.
It says that. Yes.
Normal.
And it gets it back. It says something animal. You still get it back less than.
Yes, but he has to pay for the damage. Why?
Correct.
Why? You're charging me for damages. Says the Gemara with the cow, you can't charge me for damages. Here you're saying you can charge him for damages. What's the difference?
You give it back in both cases.
And both case, in one case you give it back and not get charged for damages. And this case you can give it back and get charged for damages. What's the difference?
In the first case, he cares about it. He doesn't want to do this. If somebody does something nice, and he doesn't care as much, so at least what he did, that's his problem.
No, he's Megala does when he's doing something abnormal to what he just purchased.
Yes.
He's showing he hasn't, he doesn't really want the item he just purchased.
Like I just gave you an example, I have some strange reason to be able to do this abnormal thing, because my particular use, this is what the abnormal, what's the abnormal thing is. Yeah. No, I think it's mine.
Abnormal use is basically giving up your right to return.
Why?
At that point,
that's what the halakha says. You can give it back even after you've done the abnormal thing, but you have to pay for damages.
At that point, you have to pay for damages. Even stores today, you go in, they'll say, yeah, you can return it, but if it's certain avenues, you can't return it. Meaning, certain things you do, you've now given up your rights to back up toes, essentially.
Well, he didn't give up his rights to back up toes.
He didn't. Because you can give it back.
You can give it back with pay.
That's not giving up toes.
Okay. So let's see how the Nesivus explains this. The Nesivus Hamishpa asked the question. It's not Meshuggah question. He says, what's the difference? The cow case, you don't have to pay. Here you go.
I'm upset. I wanted it tomorrow. It doesn't have a problem. But if I let my kid take the car and scribble it, so you at least have to pay, which means you don't have the same kind of.
And what happens if I spill coffee over it?
That's by accident.
By accident I spill coffee.
And what's that love up?
Yeah, you said
that's not called doing numbers. That's not. That's a normal thing.
Oh, that's a normal thing, yes.
I don't agree with you. I love when you drink coffee. You drink coffee.
What about the fact that in the case of the cow, you're talking about whether a claim could be made against it? He went and lived his normal life. Something turns out an unforeseen circumstances. And in this case, you're talking about somebody wanting to, the guy wanted to make a claim. It would be like the children with the cow wanting to make a claim against the person because they found out actually there was something wrong with the cow. It's a different thing. They want to make the judges whether they can make a claim against them. He wants to make it.
Okay, I understand, but he says you can get your claim back, you can get your money back, he's now got a claim against two, damages, he accepts his claim against damages, two separate things, your claim, you're giving it back, you deserve it also, now you are making a claim, why are you making the claim? Exactly the same, you're making the claim with damages. Okay, let's see inside. The Sivas asks the question and the answer is like this. The mazik ba onus, yesh chilek bein onus, the domi la onus, geneva shepata, bein onus, the domi la onus, the aveda dachayas. There's certain levels of responsibilities. If it really, you're not negligent at all, then you're off the hook. But if you have certain timers against you, then you're not off the hook. That's what we call onus, which is like geneva, which is not in your control. You're off the hook. Onus like a veda, you lost it, which is a bit negligent, then you're not off the hook. Okay, so he says, therefore, im asa, therefore, im ken, yeshlo mazahoka, kiven she esha libto, since you're able to check, before you start using the item that you buy, in theory you could check. Before you went ahead and used it, you could have checked to find out if it was faulty or not.
How can I check if it's faulty or not?
La onus is comparable to onus, the aveda tachayev, that you're going to a bit negligent for not checking.
But it's still not.
You could have, you bought something. You could have checked it out before you start using it. You could have checked it out before starting using it, and you didn't. And you know you used it. It's a bit negligent not checking it out before using it, and you still haven't used it. Then we say, if you use it in a normal way, you're off the hook. But if you do something strange, then we're going to mechayev you because you should have checked it.
Because the same thing with a normal thing too, though.
You want to do something strange. What? If you want to do something strange, yeah, then you need to check it.
Why?
Why?
Why? What's nothing strange or not strange?
So what's the shot? Shot, because when you buy something and you receive an item, the first thing which normally people do, or they're expected to do, is to see, check, before you start using, is all the pieces are there, everything is how you expect it to be, and then,
I don't take any car I buy for MRI, this year's got
all right, the difference in Yerusha and buying. In Yerusha, you have no reason to check it. Why should you check something?
Because it may not
if,
be mine.
If buying, you're already involved in the transaction. You're buying from Yemi. Yemi is selling me, Solomon, something. And Solomon now gets something from Yemi and says, look, Yemi, I'm going to check it out before I use it. You know? Because every transaction I know, I have to check the goods. And if I don't, okay, if you don't, then we say...
That works for Mumanira. We're talking about Mumanira.
So what's the difference? Therefore, we should say you should be chayv always. Yes, we're not checking. Why? So now you're at the other extreme. Since we're saying as soon as there's a transaction, we're saying you should go ahead and check it before you use, and you don't, and that for your negligence for any damage you do to that article afterwards. So now we've got the question the other way around. So why are you off the hook if you do something normal? So why are you off the hook if you do something normal? Now think about this. It's got to very much to do of the whole discussion we've been discussing the last few weeks of the reasoning of the release sometimes for not paying for damages. What is the logic? Why, if you're a bit negligent for not checking, then you have any damage you can have. Why, if it's something normal, no, you're not going to hire for damages which is normal. No?
Onus gamor was one side.
It's not onus gamor, you should check. You're negligent for not checking before you start using an item when you buy something. So then even something normal you should hire. Why something normal here is a release?
We're given rishus to
I want to give it a bit of the brain power to work over here.
Put that back on.
We make a transaction, we have rishus to use that item. We don't use it normally. That's our normal use.
I'm allowed to use it abnormally too.
It was Shia by the other party. That was the other heter.
Yeah.
So where's Shia here? So,
he's giving me permission to use it in the normal way because he sold me.
Who's giving me
very
permission?
Good.
The seller.
I don't need his permission.
I meant to press tape and more. Use it.
The seller, when he's selling the item, what's he telling you to do?
Is it your hate?
What's he telling you to do when he sells
you whatever you want?
The table.
Whatever you want.
What's he telling you to
He's
do?
He's telling
table?
You whatever you want.
What does he expect you to do?
Whatever
what
you want.
Know? What does he expect?
He knows you run a raceway for one-legged cows. He expects you to
okay.
Cough every leg.
If he knows, maybe. But what does he expect you when he sells a table? What does he expect you? What does he expect you to do?
He doesn't care.
So he expects sit down at the table.
He expects you to pay him, and after that, he has no concern at all.
No. When he sells you a table, he expects you to sit by the table. When he sells you clothes, he expects you to put
what
them
on. What if you want a burner for lug mover?
Don't use it. I don't expect you to use it. This is what I made it for. I made the table for you to sit by. I made you clothes to put on it, and that's why I'm selling it to you, to have that use. That's what I expect you to do. So therefore...
What do I care what you expect me to do?
Therefore, when you do use it in its normal way, why, that's what the seller told me to do.
The
he told me
has
to
no
do that.
To this
he
product
told
thing.
Me, take. Yeah, he did. He said,
we have a relationship forever?
You told me. He told me, go ahead, take these clothes.
Did I drive my car today?
But that's by definition. When he sells you the clothes, he says, go ahead,
all
put it on.
Right.
No, when he sells you the clothes, he says, if your credit card is good, you can stick it in your ear. I don't care what you do.
No, that's why he doesn't care about what he expects you to do.
Who cares?
Why
you
buy clothes?
Who cares what he expects you to do?
Hey, very good, because last week we said, if Reuben comes up to Shimon and says, go ahead and burn my clothes,
The cuts because they're still my clothes.
You do.
When you sold them, it's not your clothes anymore.
Because he's telling me to do this. You can't charge me for something he's telling me to do. Says the Nesivus, a further chiddush, that when somebody sells you clothes, he's basically saying, go ahead and wear the clothes. And therefore, when you put on the clothes in a normal manner, and by doing that, you break it. Who told you to break it? Your seller told you to break it. That's what he told you to do.
Let's say he sold me the clothes, then he said, I forbid you to burn the clothes. Would it be okay for me to burn the clothes?
To bid you?
Yeah.
You can, but then you can't get your money back.
Why not?
Because then he's saying clearly to you that...
I don't care what he's saying to me. He has no authority over this object.
I have no authority. You can do what you like, but to get your money back...
No, not because you can do what you like.
But to get your money back... and claim that you don't have to pay for any damages when you return the item. You can only get release from damages if the person who was damaged actually says, go ahead and do it.
You still haven't answered why.
Because he's saying it's reversed, saying you should never have a right to return it at all.
Why?
Because he said you should have a right to return it at all.
Well, you return it, but I'm claiming that you return it. End up being Mekatos. It ends up being Mekatos, it ends up being the sellers all along. And the sellers all along. But it was broken. So I'm claiming now, the seller's claiming, you owe me money because you broke my clothes. What do you mean I broke it? Because you told me to wear it. I only broke it because I put it on. That's what you told me to do.
And by the cow being slaughtered?
That's how it broke.
I never even told you to do it. And you're still potter.
That was nothing to do with the para. Torah's head has got nothing to do with it. That's what the Nosivus says.
Wow.
Torah says the head there is simple.
Yeah.
There, by Yerusha, you're not expected to check it for anything because you can assume that's your father's.
What by Yerusha?
You can do what you like.
The cow's not my Yerusha.
Yes, it is. That's the case.
The land was my Yerusha. The cow's not mine.
The Torah says you can assume that's yours from Yerusha. Therefore, you can do what you like. The Torah is saying, when you buy something,
and if I could assume it's mine from buying, I could do what I like too.
So therefore, going back to our cases, when you buy a Gemara, is it normal to put your name in?
Yes.
So therefore, when I sell you this Gemara, I'm also saying, go ahead and put your name in it as well. And therefore, you come afterwards and say, why? There's a few pages missing. Okay, so a few pages, I agree. So it ended up being that it was always my Gemara's. I never sold it to you as Mekatos. Fine. But you damaged it by putting your name in it. No, I didn't. You, by selling me, told me that I should put my name in it. That's what I did.
You know, this makes no sense. Understand? And it makes no sense if I did what he expected me to do and did what not, and he can have a tain on me.
No.
If I wrote my mother-in-law's name in it,
No.
Why would you do that?
Writing a name is actually acceptable. Your mother-in-law's yours. Who cares? You want to give it as a present to somebody? Fine, you can write your mother-in-law's name. It's an acceptable thing to do.
It doesn't make sense. You're saying that when I sell it, he's masking that I should do something with it, and that's his time and not giving me back my money.
No, not give that money. You have to pay for damages. You get your money back and you don't have to pay for damages. Why? Because he told me by selling it, you can use it in this fashion.
Or is a Mekatos Limachreya?
You get your money back, it's a Mekatos. Now there's Mocha saying, okay, I'll give you money back, but you have to pay for the damages which you caused. I said, no, I don't, because the damage I caused is something which you told me to do. What? I told you yes. Because when you sell a Gomorrah, you're saying put your name in it. But the way you ask your question means
that
you don't understand.
How is the Nesivo saying that?
It's implicitly permission to do this. Yes.
What has got to do with Efshe Lidko?
As long as you're doing a normal thing, it goes in forever. You find a blemish in the hill in Masechtas Chulin, which is right at the end of the Shas, which after 10 years you find a blemish over there. You can still get your money back.
What does it have to do with
that? But as Matis pointed out, you get your money back. You don't have to pay for damages because you did a normal thing by writing your name, but you do have to pay. End up being not your Gemara, you have to pay for use.
Hakavana.
You said your Hadar, which you had
already. You should turn her along the all around the... That's okay,
because
that's a normal
use. If it's a normal use, in the Gemara, it's a normal use to write Ein to Susan. Yes, if it's a normal use, so yes. So therefore, we're coming up with extension of the heter of last week. That just as somebody says, go ahead and burn my garment, you are released when you burn it for bait the damage, because he told me to do it. So also, there's implicit, when somebody sells an item, he's telling you to, yes, go ahead and use this item which I'm selling in a normal way. That's go ahead. Even ends up being my item because it was a blemish. It's okay because I gave you the, by selling it, I'm basically telling you, use it in this way. So that's why the chiddush over here, which the Shulchan Aruch is saying, and the Sefer is explaining, is that implicit in the sale is also saying, we're saying words, and therefore go ahead, write your name in it. When he sells the Gemara, he's saying, go ahead, write your name in it, go ahead and write some chiddush on the side, but don't! But I'm not saying go ahead and pour or coffee all over it. I'm not saying that.
Where do you see that in the Sivas? What is going to do with that
absolute? Okay, so therefore, in the case of the cans, let's finish off with the case of the cans. Said by the Gemara case, yeah, you can get your money back and you don't have to be charged for the damages because you did something normal. But what about the cans?
That was
opening up the cans was normal, abnormal.
The beginning normal. 30 or the rest?
The beginning 30 is normal.
The beginning 30 was normal. The rest was abnormal.
What stage does it turn from normal to abnormal
by the cans?
When he knew
the
mum.
It's
a bad example also because with the next 470, he knew he was doing something wrong.
Yeah, that for sure he can get. So what stage after the 30? The 470 for sure he has to pay for damages, yes.
Who?
The buyer, he did something bad, yes. What about the first 30?
He did everything normal.
What number is normal?
Until we decided it was normal.
The question was yes, what's normal to determine.
So I'm saying, what happens if he's something a dreamer and he only claps at 100?
It depends what most people would finally realize.
I've been normal.
That's normal for him. It's
normal
for the seller. Until
he stops and claps at 100. I don't know, I'm selling cans.
No, it depends. It depends what's normal.
How did you find normal? Have to take a psychiatric summary to say whether this is normal or not normal. Are you normal?
You take a poll of caterers and see what point they decide it's a bad luck.
So the basin says there's a way of measuring normality without having to go to a psychiatrist. In this particular case. The Gemara in Yevam is like this. And this is why we're finished because we're running out of time. Says so like this. Nosa Isha Vashoima Esashonim Velo Yalta. Married a white woman, stayed to her for 10 years, she didn't give birth to any children, didn't have children. Einu Shai Levato, you can't stay married to her. No children, you're battle the mitzvah of Puru Vu by staying married, so you can't. So Geisha, yeah, it happens a few times. Geisha, you get divorced. Matesan is after. Even though you get divorced, she's allowed to marry somebody else. She's allowed to marry somebody else. The Shai Shin is Shosim, you shot him. Yeah, the second guy can stay with her for 10 years, and it doesn't work. Geisha, she gets divorced the second time. She's Buteris, then she's allowed to marry a third guy. Shani in, Shlishi love. So the Gemara said no, she's not allowed to marry the third guy. She can only marry two guys. The third, and the two guys, she doesn't have any children, she's not allowed to marry a third person. She's not allowed.
But even if he already has children?
Why not? So he says, you know why? Because it's... This is the Rishon Vemeis, the Shani Vemeis, Shlishi lo Tinasi. It's the same case of... A woman marries a man, he dies. A woman marries a second man, he dies. She's not allowed to marry the third guy for the same reason. She can't already kill. She's already killed two guys. She can't marry the third guy. Yeah, same reason. Then Tiri Rebbe. So Bishlom, I understand that's true. Gabi Mila, I understand that's true. By you had children, the first child. has Mila and he died through Mila. Second child you had died through Mila. Oh, that proves it proves that your family have a certain health issue with Mila. After many two times, it's proven that your family are susceptible to death through Mila. So stay away from doing Bris Mila afterwards. Because Ella and Nisuin, but marriage, just because with one guy you killed, or the second guy you killed, the one guy you didn't have children, and the second guy you didn't have children, doesn't mean that, why should your third guy be the same? Doesn't prove anything. Why should it be the same? Health issues, no health issues with death. Yeah, unless you're poisoning the husband. No. So, Omadema Mordechai, Ramashi, Ocham Abim, Mishweta, Mayim Gurim. No. Know what caused death? Causes death or causes a lack of children is the fact that she has a physical defect. She has, there is a physical issues which affect. So what do we see from this Gemara? So the Yashrish Yaakov learns how to use soap from this Gemara. Learns out like this. Mekan, Mabu, Mekan. We see from here. So Amina Lahasit Dova Aite Chazokas Gimapam Ela Bedika Dova Hamistabba Litno Shekane. Three times is Chazoka. When there's a reason why there's, it should be an issue that I have an inbuilt health problem. So after you've done three times, it's proven that there's a health problem. Yeah. So therefore, don't do Bris Mila. Don't get married.
Three times.
Look, three times. So therefore, that's why he said Mamila had saying understood because there's a health problem. Marriage, he didn't understand. He gave answer. No, there's also health issues like marriage. So, when do we say three times is a chazoka to say that, it's proven over here that there's an issue over here. When do we say such a thing? Says the Yashir Yaakov, only when there's some sort of relationship of what's going on over here. Yeah. If there's already three times happened, the summer it's coming. Happened. Yeah. Like we say, you find three ants inside your, in Cholent or your inside your grain, that means the whole grain is probably infested. Yeah? So three times is something we use as a proof that it's a problem here. Can we use the concepts of three times with the cans? Can we use the concepts of three times with the cans? It depends. The answer depends. What does it depend on?
Expiration dates?
Something similar to that.
A lot of things in Mechalek,
packaging dates. Packaging dates. If all the cans are from the same batch, same dates, packed, yeah? And after three cans, you find an issue with the quality of it, then you have the right, there's got a hazoka that says there's a baya with this batch over here. So therefore, in our case, they were from the same batch, were dated on the same day, and therefore already after three times it shouldn't have carried on. The first three is normal thing to open. Okay, this was a problem, open up the next one. But as soon as you have a situation where you hit three, Abaya,
maybe three in a row? What if you had two bad and one good and then one dead?
It doesn't make a difference.
Halachic chazaka doesn't.
And therefore, you have no reason. Therefore, you have to say at that stage there's no, it's a problem over here. And anyone who says it's not a problem here and still carries on, he's being abnormal in his use over there.
What if it's the industry standard to check 30 cans before they reject the shipment?
If that's the industry records.
What if you happen to open eight good ones?
What's the industry standard?
What if you happen to open eight good ones and then three bad ones?
So also a problem.
Still a problem.
Yes, as soon as you hit three, you already know there's an issue over here, the batch. And therefore, in this case, he has to pay for everything besides the three that he finds are bad. Next week, we're going to have another continuation, another Din Torah, yeah, which is connected to all this. And we haven't yet finished with the case of the Gemaras. But the way we're holding at the moment is the Gemaras, he gets his money back, and there's no claim of damages because he does something normal.
Okay.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good.
Have a good Yom Tov.